best, in my opinion, just my favorite that I grew up with and absolutely loved to watch in the ring, on the microphone, perform for all of us every week. It was a great time. Let me give you a little backstory about why I decided to do this. I've been a huge WWE wrestling fan ever since, I believe, 2006, if I had to say. 2006 was probably the key time that I started watching wrestling, but it started picking up a lot around the 2008 and 2009 years, and I really liked it then, and I've always been watching it. I did take a break around the 2014 year. I was like, you know what? Nothing's really going on right now, and I'm honestly getting kind of bored. But, you know, I came back to it the next year, and I said, you know what? I grew up with this. There's no reason I should quit on this. I loved it, and I would never let it go, and I have yet to leave it once again, and I will never do that again. So, a couple of my favorites. I don't really want to give spoilers away, but some of them are a bit surprising, to say the least. But, anywho, I think I'm going to go from 10 to 1 on this list. Yeah, that seems about right. And my number 10 favorite wrestler of all time is going to go to CM Punk. And if none of you know any of these wrestlers, I will gladly inform you of these wrestlers. So CM Punk, he was a big wrestler in the indies, and he came up to the top WWE. He started off with ECW, then he won the Money in the Bank ladder match. He won the Money in the Bank ladder match twice, back-to-back WrestleManias, 24 and 25. And then he won the World Heavyweight Championship both times. The first time cashing in on Edge, and then the second time cashing in on Jeff Hardy. So, and ever since then, I was like, you know what, Jeff, you know, Chris, CM Punk's a nice guy. I mean, he's a heel, but once you're a young kid, you don't ever really like heels at all. Like, I used to hate The Miz, and The Miz is just one of my favorites right now in 2019. But for CM Punk, anyway, he really started getting up in 2011. That was the moment and the peak time for CM Punk. We all know the Summer of Punk, if you guys ever heard of that. It was his time, his moment to shine in the spotlight. John Cena can take a seat. It's CM Punk's turn. But, you know, we honestly couldn't get that because Triple H and Kevin Nash had to mess it up for us. So we really appreciate that. But now it's been he left 2015. He had a couple of WWE title reigns. He left in 2015. He's been in the MMA. He's kind of taking a break right now. It's 2019. I really miss him. I honestly would just go back and watch some of his old matches on the network because I love CM Punk. He was just a great guy to watch and just a great guy to get behind. So CM Punk is my number 10 wrestler of all time. Well, my favorite of all time. Number 10, CM Punk. Going on to number 8. I would have to say number 8, it's a pretty tough one, but I'm going to go with Eddie Guerrero. And number 9 is Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero is just a true story of growing up, loving wrestling, growing up in the wrestling business, and he's just performed in and out of the circle. Oh, he's just doing a great job. Oh, we really miss him. He sadly passed away back in 2005. He was a great guy. Eddie Guerrero, he was truly one of the best at the time, and he passed away around the time he was still on top of the food chain, that you should, if I were to say, in wrestling. He's just one of the top guys, one of the men that you love to watch and tune into every week, and he's sadly, I don't really know the way of him passing away, but it was really sad at the time because they had tribute shows for him too. So, but anyway, he won the WWE title for the first time in, I believe, 2003 against Brock Lesnar. That was amazing. The way he won, Brock Lesnar tried to F5 Eddie, but Eddie, being the man that we all love and know for lying, cheating, and stealing, he immediately turned that move into the DDT and DDT'd him right onto the WWE title. And then went up to the top rope, gave him a frog splash, and the referee counted 1, 2, 3, and the whole crowd's going crazy. Eddie's just crying and for tears of joy. It was an amazing moment to watch. So, Eddie Guerrero, we love you and we miss you. He is my number nine. Eddie Guerrero is my number nine. And now I'm going to go on to my number eight. My number eight favorite wrestler of all time. Jeff Hardy. I love Jeff Hardy. But there's just a couple of wrestlers that are in front of him. Jeff Hardy, one of the greatest wrestlers you would ever want to... Jeff Hardy is just... I'll just cut this out.
Okay. Sorry.
It's fine. I was going to put this on Audio Boom.
Audio Boom Boom?
Yep.
What are you baking?
I'm doing a top 10 my favorite wrestlers of all time.
Ooh.
I know.
Wrestlers?
Yes. Anyway, my number eight wrestler of all time. My number eight wrestler of all time would probably be Jeff Hardy. And to tell you why, Jeff Hardy is just someone you love to watch as a kid. Jeff Hardy is a true inspiration to kids around the world. Oh, man, he's just, the way he flows in the ring, the way he flies around off the turnbuckle and onto people is just great. He really just makes me want to watch more wrestling of him and go back and watch Network of him. So, I remember the first time I watched wrestling, he and Randy Orton, who may or may not be on this list, I don't know, Jeff Hardy and him were facing for the WWE title. Or not, it was a brawl on a Monday Night Raw, and he went up, I believe, 20 feet in the air and Swanton bombed himself off the Titantron onto Randy Orton's prone dead body. It was truly amazing. I was going insane. Jeff Hardy's just done all these crazy things. He's done Swanton bombs off stuff. He's done Whispering the Winds. He's jumped off ladders. He's got speared off ladders by Edge. And that was also crazy. That was back in the late 90s, I believe. WrestleMania 17. That was one of the best WrestleManias of all time. I think the next podcast, I'm going to have to do my top 10 favorite WrestleManias. So if you guys give me good support on this, I'll tune in. You tune in to the next one. But anyway, my number eight would be Jeff Hardy. And one more thing to add about Jeff Hardy. When he won the WWE title against Triple H and Edge in a triple threat match at Armageddon 2008, I was going so insane for him. It was amazing. Okay, so to recap what happened, Edge was getting pinned by Jeff Hardy. Or not Jeff Hardy. Edge was getting pinned by Triple H. Triple H hit the pedigree on Edge, and Triple H is pinning Edge. But when the referee counts to two, Jeff Hardy immediately is Swanton bombs off the top of the rope and lands on both men. Triple H rolls off Edge in pain, and Jeff Hardy pins Edge the 1-2-3 for his first ever WWE Championship win. And I remember that was probably the biggest pop of my time watching wrestling. So, yes, Jeff Hardy is my number eight spot. And now for my number seven spot. This one is it's probably not a huge pick, but I still like him. And it's going to go to Christopher Jericho. Oh, man, Chris Jericho. He's one of those guys you just don't want to mess with. He's been able to reinvent himself so many times. He's been in a wrestling ring this week for 29 years now. Just to think, wrestling for 29 years, it's insane that you can just keep growing and growing as a superstar, as a man, and just being able to get all these new gimmicks over. Like, he's had Y2J. He's had the guy wearing a suit, Christopher Jericho. We've had Chris Jericho that he used to carry around a list, and now he's just being this cocky heel again. But it's working well because he's the AEW champion in AEW. But Chris Jericho, man, there's a lot of memories I have of him, mostly as a heel, though. But when I watch the network, I've seen a lot of his funny moments and his great matches with Shawn Michaels and Triple H, Kurt Angle, even John Cena. Like, a lot of those matches are great to watch. I'd really recommend them if you have the network. But he's a 9-time Intercontinental Champion, man. That guy, is he's just been able to do a lot for this business, even in the mid-card. Like, he used to fight with China, a woman for the Intercontinental title. That is a men's title, if you guys did not know that. And she was, like, one of the first ever women to be able to do that in wrestling. So, congratulations to her. She sadly passed away 2016, so rest in peace. But Chris Jericho will make my number 7 spot on my top 10 list of wrestlers of all time. Now going to number 6. And this one, whew, man. You know what? I have to do it. I have to give him the recognition he deserves. And it's far too long. Number 6, Chris Benoit. Now, I'm not going to go in detail about everything Chris Benoit has done. It's none of my business. But if you do know the man, just Google him. If you don't know him, I should say, Google him and you'll find out. But I'm going to talk about the wrestler, Chris Benoit. Chris Benoit is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. He literally made me watch wrestling. The way he came out into the ring, the way what he would wear, the no shirt and long, colorful pants, his music is amazing. I love his music. I would recommend going on YouTube and typing Chris Benoit theme song. It was a great song. His nickname, the Rabid Wolverine. Can you make up another nickname that's better than that? I don't think you can. No, not at all. And his finisher, oh man, his finisher was amazing that I used to copy a lot. The crossface. Pretty much you put your opponent's arm between your legs and you clamp your hands together and put it on the bridge of their nose and just start pulling back. So that's a good one. I used to use that for my fake wrestling. Yeah, I did have a fake wrestling league when I was like young Kobe, about 7 or 8, 9 years old. So shout out to my brothers and friends there. We used to do that a lot. Now I'm grown. I miss those days. But Chris Benoit, I also miss. Chris Benoit, man, he won the World Heavyweight title back at WrestleMania 22. Or no, not 22, 20. Against Shawn Michaels and Triple H in a triple threat match for the world title in the main event. That was a great match. Oh, man, there's just so many great matches he's been involved in, and he just won't get his due recognition. But, Chris, I do love you. I respect the wrestler you are. So, number 6, Chris Benoit. All right, so let me give you a little recap of what we have heard so far. My number 10 spot is CM Punk. My number 9 spot is Eddie Guerrero. My number 8 spot was Jeff Hardy. My number 7 spot was Chris Jericho. And my number 6 spot was Chris Benoit. So on to number 5. And we're going to continue down the list. Number 5. Man, this wrestler I absolutely love. And I had to put him on the list. His name is the Rated R Superstar Edge. And here's why. Number 5 for Edge, he probably was the biggest bad guy of wrestling when I grew up. It was either him or Randy. But Edge, I'd probably say a little bit more because that's who I grew up with watching on Raw and SmackDown. Edge is just one of those guys you hate, but you love to hate. Like, he really got under everyone's skin. With the way he would do promos and the way he would wrestle. The way he would just win somehow every time against the likes of Undertaker, Jeff Hardy, Batista. Oh, man. Honorable mention to Batista real quick. Man, I should have put him on my list, but maybe next time if I ever did a part 2. But Edge, going back to Edge now. I remember the first time I hated him was... It was a Friday Night SmackDown episode. Batista and Undertaker are fighting for the World Heavyweight title in a steel cage match. They tie. Yes, you can tie in a steel cage. Both men's feet hit the floor at the same time when escaping the cage. So, and then after the match, Undertaker is still champion. Mark Henry, of all people, come down and beat up Undertaker so bad to the point he can't even walk anymore. And at that time, I knew that Undertaker was just not... It was not looking good for him. And I believe the show was about to end. Oh, man. Was young Kobe Clark wrong? Oh, was I wrong, man. Edge's music hits, and he comes in, cashes in the Money in the Bank, spears The Undertaker twice, and wins the World Heavyweight title. Oh, man, that's just one of the greatest moments but it's just one of those moments that you gotta, like, reminisce on, because that's really what made me want to get into wrestling a lot also, is the hating of people and the loving of people. That was my number six spot, or not number six, my number five spot. That went to Edge. So on to my number four spot. It's going to be Randy Orton, and here's why. Randy Orton, along with Chris Jericho, has been able to reinvent himself as the Legend Killer, the Viper, RKO, Randy Orton. He is definitely one of my favorites of all time for numerous reasons. First off, I'd probably say I like the way when him and Undertaker faced off when he was a heel back in 05, even though I wasn't watching wrestling back then. I would go back on the network, as I have numerously said, and I would continue watching. So, and watch all that about him and Undertaker and Hell in a Cell and all of that. So, Randy Orton, him and John Cena had a lot of great rivalries. Him and Triple H also did. Randy Orton's just one of those guys that you just love to hate along with Edge, but you gotta respect him. And then when he became a face back in 2011 and 2010, that was probably the best time I became a Randy Orton fan, and I've never looked back since. So Randy Orton, he's just a multiple-time wrestling champion. I think he's like between the world title and the WWE title. He's won it about 13 or 14 times, I would have to say. So kudos to Randy Orton. So on to number three. The top three here, boys. Here we go. It's time to crack down. Number three, John Cena. Yes, it's John Cena. And here's why. John Cena, you can't see him. There is no way I could not have John Cena on my favorite wrestlers of all time list. Yes, there's going to be multiple people that's not going to make it. And here's two people who will. Here's one person that may not make it between these two people, Triple H, Undertaker. One of those two are not going to make it, and I will tell you why not. So here we go. John Cena for number three. He is, like, I grew up watching this man. There is no way I cannot have him. I love John Cena. The way he just did so much for wrestling and what he put his body through. The way he would just entertain us every day, every week. It was just one of the best moments of a wrestling fan you could have. And I really do wish he would come back. I don't know where he is right now. He's probably just making more movies, making more money. I don't blame him. He's going to pull a Rock and go to Hollywood. But John Cena, 16-time world champion, 2-time Royal Rumble winner, 1-time Money in the Bank winner. He's just... I'd say he's probably one of the best wrestlers of all time. Top five for sure. That's just my opinion, though. But to go down to the number two spot and to crack down who's number two, it's going to be between Undertaker or Triple H. Man, this is tough. But I'm going to have to go with The Undertaker. Yes, The Undertaker is number two. Sorry, Triple H. Even though I do love growing up with you, but Undertaker was one of the best that's ever done it. And probably the best if you really look into it well. Undertaker. He pretty much made the world title. Yes, you could say Ric Flair did, but I'm going to have to say Undertaker. Him and that big gold belt didn't look any better on anybody else. Even Randy, even Edge, even Punk, even Hardy. No one could beat... Even Flair, even Hogan, I'm sorry, but it's Undertaker's crown. Undertaker, he was 18-0 at WrestleMania. Or no, he was 21-0 at WrestleMania. But he sadly lost to Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30 just 5 years ago. And I think that was the stupidest decision I've ever seen, but that's not my opinion. That is my opinion. So, but Undertaker, he's just done so much, especially considering for how long he's been doing this. He's been wrestling since the 90s, the 1990, I think almost the 80s. Oh, man, it's 2019. This man is still wrestling. This dude needs to take a break or something. But Undertaker is my number two spot. And number one of all time, a bit controversial, but I can't say it's not controversial, but I can also say it shouldn't. But number one, the Heartbreak Kid, Mr. WrestleMania, the Showstopper, Shawn Michaels. Yes, you heard that right, guys. Number one, Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels, I absolutely love to watch. He is just one of the funniest wrestlers. He's one of the most gifted and talented wrestlers. One of the most gifted wrestlers when it comes to title wins and big time matches. Shawn Michaels really could just put on a show for anybody, anywhere, at any age. Shawn Michaels back in the 90s, 96 or 97 or 98. It was one of those, I think it was 1998, now that I think about it. Him and The Undertaker were in a match, a casket match. It hurt Shawn Michaels' back so bad. It broke a disc, and he had to be out of wrestling for 4 years. Can you imagine what that could do to a man of his stature and his caliber? Just being one of the most over wrestlers in the business and sitting at home for 4 years. Just to think about you maybe wanting to return, but you don't know if you can. It's just one of the saddest things that you could think about. It's not only for wrestlers, it's also for people who's like having a bad injury. Like I can think NFL quarterbacks. If you're a quarterback and you just get hurt and you're just sitting at home, you may get your job stolen, especially if you're on the older side like how Michaels was. But Michaels said no, he's not going to do that. He's going to come back in 2002 and join the NWO and make him great again. He literally had like, I think 4 or 5 5-star matches when he came back. Some of them were Undertaker. I think both of those were 4s, 4.5s, which really should have been a 5. I don't know how Dave Meltzer didn't have that at a 5 WrestleMania 25. Come on, Dave. That's one of the stupidest decisions you've ever made. Him and Cena put on great matches. Him and Triple H, of course. You can't forget about those. Him and Kurt Angle had amazing matches together. I feel like Michaels just is kind of overlooked when you consider the greats like Hogan, Flair, Austin, and The Rock, and Kane, Mankind, Taker, Triple H. But when you think about it, Shawn Michaels is just a greater wrestler than all of them, especially when considering his age. He just did all that. He had great matches at WrestleMania too, like John Cena at 23, Triple H and Benoit 20, Angle at 21. Man, he's just had amazing matches. You just have to go back and watch him. There's probably a top 10 list somewhere out there about top 10 Shawn Michaels matches, and I may have to do one myself. Him or John Cena, one of those two I will for sure do in the near future. But I think next episode, I will have to do my top 10 WrestleManias of all time. But I would like to say thank you guys for listening. You can add WBDG on all your social media platforms, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the big fours. I really appreciate you watching. If you want me to give you a rundown of the top 10, so here we go. My number 10, I'm going to give you guys a little recap of my top 10. Number 10, coming in at number 10, CM Punk. Number 9, the late, great Eddie Guerrero. Number 8, Jeff Hardy. Number 7, Chris Jericho. Number 6, Chris Benoit. Number 5, the rated R superstar Edge. Number 4, the legend killer Randy Orton. Number 3, the man John Cena. Yes, the man. Number 2, the dead man Undertaker. And number 1, I can give another nickname for this guy. Number 1, man, Heartbreak Kid, Mr. WrestleMania, Mr. Hall of Famer, the Showstopper, HBK. Number 1, Shawn Michaels. So yes, I would like for you two guys, please respond and see how this went, if you guys liked it or not. But I really appreciate you for listening, and I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you, and I hope to hear from you. Thank you. Bye.